And we're honored to have with us Mr. Keith Baldwin of American Auctioneers. Good morning, Keith.
Thank you, Jerry Baker. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here one more time.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early and coming in and telling us about things that are going on with American Auctioneers. It's always a pleasure to have you in, my friend.
Well, we're glad to be here. And, you know, I've said this many times in this studio, but, you know, what an honor it is to be right here and how much you do for American Auctioneers business and how our business exploded after we started advertising right here with the Weiss Radio and the Mighty 990.
Well, we appreciate that. And that's why what we work for every day is to help people grow their business. And, you know, we're celebrating 40 years.
That's amazing, isn't it?
This month, we have our 40th anniversary of our ownership. Station's been on the air for 61 years.
40 years. Wow.
We've been here 40 years.
That is fantastic. And you know, it's
and just, more than half of that was spent helping American Auctioneers.
You know, you had the hardest time in convincing me in the advertising with you,
because you remember that.
I remember you came by the office several times and you were like, Keith, you know, just try it. And so eventually I just said, okay, let's try it. And when we did, it's just like you could see it growing exponentially. It's like people going into people's businesses and hearing, you know, a lot of people listen to the radio in their business and you could hear your ad. And, you know, whether they were hearing the ad or not, they were hearing it subliminally.
Right.
And, you know, it just tickles me. And I love to hear my ad in somebody else's business.
Well, we love to play it for you as well. And we're honored that we have had the opportunity to help see your business grow the way you want it to grow.
Well, I appreciate it. You've been a great big part of our success at American Auctioneers. And I tell you, I'm excited about this auction coming up tomorrow over here in Center Alabama. It's 160 acres. It's the G.W. Ashley Estate. And what a wonderful tract of land that we've got to sell tomorrow at absolute auction. And, you know, this is not a have-to situation. This family, we're dealing with Cameron Graham and Nina Walker, and they don't have to sell an inch of it. They're offering owner financing. So if you haven't gone out and got your financing in order, come on over there tomorrow and buy you some land, and Cameron and Nina will finance it for you. So we're going to go over there, and we're going to have an absolute auction. We're going to offer owner financing. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a great litmus test of what land in Cherokee County is worth, what the value of good, raw land in Cherokee County is worth. We've got row crop. We got timberland. We got home sites. Every inch of, we got over 6,000 linear feet of road frontage. Every inch of it's been surveyed. It's been subdivided. We're going to sell it in tracts, combinations of tracts, and as a whole. And if you've been looking for 10 acres or 5 acres or 50 acres, come on out tomorrow and buy your farm at your price.
We had some people to call this week, Keith, that wanted to rent 5 to 10 acres of property out here for gardening or maybe grow some cattle on or whatever. But they was wanting to rent a few acres. This is an opportunity for them to own that few acres.
They could own a few acres, and they could fence it. They could garden it. They could pasture it. They could, you know, there's already some corn on this. Richard Lindsay farms a little bit of this farm with corn, and a lot of it could be turned back into row crop. I mean, there's actually a couple springs on this farm, and Little Bill Pierce is the one that's done all my cleanup for me on this farm. And he was telling me, he said, Keith, you could easily get a 20-acre lake on this farm.
Wow.
I might could make it 30 acres. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things. There's a high point on this farm, and they used it years ago as a chert pit. But we've gone in there, and we've flattened. I mean, you could land a plane almost on it now. I mean, we've really made it nice, or it'd be perfect for buildings. I mean, it's all it needs now is a foundation and the plan that you want. So it is really, really nice. And we've put water in down County Road 155. So each track of this farm actually has water touching it. So you don't have to worry about water. It's going to have water, which, you know, that's the most important part.
It is indeed. Whether you're growing animals or you're growing plants, you've got to have water.
Are you building a house,
right,
a septic tanks, whatever? You know, we've got this piece of property ready for whatever you can imagine. And it's 100... It actually surveyed out to like 153.01 acres. Ted Novak's Novak Land Surveying surveyed it for us, and Ted's been surveying for us for years. And probably one of the finest surveyors I've ever worked with, and I've had a chance to work with a bunch of them, and he's as good as they come.
Yeah.
But he's gone in there, and he's marked that road frontage, all the corners. He's done the boundaries. He's subdivided it for us, and we've got some good aerial plats. And we're going to be out there all day today putting up tents, and we've got side-by-sides. And if you're interested and want to come out there and look at that property, come out there and be with us, because we'll be there all pretty much all day long, and we'll help you make a great decision, help you show you the high points, the low points. You know, we're going to help you make a great decision to come in there and buy some great land. You know, land like this that's been in this family since the 1800s, it just doesn't come up for sale very often. And we're honored as American Auctioneers to be selling this property at Absolute Auction tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on site.
Now, you mentioned the word Absolute Auction. Let's tell the people what that means, that when you say Absolute Auction. A lot of people that's not familiar with auction may not understand that term, but what does Absolute Auction mean versus auction?
Well, Absolute Auction is exactly what it says. It's absolute. It's going to sell to the last bidder regardless of price. There's two different types of auctions, and if you'll notice, most of my auctions are absolute.
Yes.
And the reason being is the most valuable asset people have is their time. And an absolute auction lets everybody know that if they're the last bidder, if they hold their hand up the longest, that they're going to own the piece of property that we're selling. And there's no better way to make a piece of property bring market value than to sell it at absolute auction. And luckily, Cameron and Nina can afford to sell this piece of property at absolute auction and offer owner financing. I mean, how much easier can you make it for somebody to buy as big a tract of land as they want right here in Cherokee County?
And another thing that I've noticed, these large tracts of land, almost 160 acres, don't come up for auction that often. You might have 40 or 50 acres or 20 acres or something of that nature, but these huge tracts of land, they don't come up that often.
Well, they don't come up that often, and what makes this tract of land very special is 70% of your value in land, and I'm teaching right now, but 70% of your value in land is in the road frontage.
That's right.
You know,
you gotta have access.
You got the road frontage on a tract of land is where 70% of the value of that tract of land is. This tract of land has over 6,000 linear feet of road frontage. So whatever it brings tomorrow, I don't care whether it brings $11,000 an acre or whatever. Whatever that land brings tomorrow, there will be instant equity in it, because that's there'll be money to make. What's that tract of land going to be worth 10 years from now?
Absolutely. And, of course, people, if they want the whole tract, they can get it because it's going to be offered in tracts, combinations, and as a whole. So somebody can bid on the whole farm.
That's exactly right. What we'll do is we'll go in there. There's 21 tracts, and they range from 3 acres to 11 acres. And we're going to offer high bidder's choice by the acre. And what I mean by high bidder's choice by the acre is we'll go through there and we'll sell it. And the high bidder can take one tract or two tracts or as many as he wants, times the acre of what he just bid off.
Right.
And then once we go through there and we sell tracts 1 through 21, we'll offer combinations where if somebody wants to combine tracts 1 through 4 or 6 through 7, and we'll add what they brought up in the initial phase of the auction and add 5% to it, and at that point it's in a combination of the 6, 7, 8. And then at the end, we reserve the right if there's somebody there that wants the property as a whole, where we add the whole 1 through 21 up together, add 5% to it, and we reserve the right to sell it as a whole. We reserve the right to sell that farm however we see fit to make it bring the most money for Cameron Graham and Nina Jean Walker.
Right, because you're working for the owner.
And I make no bones about that. I make no apologies about it, because if I was selling land for whoever, I'd work the exact same way for them.
Sure.
I like to, when I work for somebody, I like to think I work for them just like I would want them to work for my mom or my dad.
Sure, absolutely. And that's what's made American Auctioneers so successful, is your your expertise, and of course your paying attention to detail and working it and getting top dollar for your clients. That's what kept you in the business.
I'm awfully proud of what we've done in this county for the last 20-some-odd years. And, you know, Cherokee County, I just can't say enough about how good it's been to American auctioneers. We started out over in the Dixie Credit Building. And
I remember.
One of the first equipment auctions we ever had was right there in that paved, that gravel parking lot right there next to it. It was so cold that day. I'll never forget it. Glenn Haney came in. He's a logger over in Ball Play, and it was so cold. Him and his boys went back over to their farm and got 50-gallon drums and firewood and built fires right there in the middle of that equipment auction so people could stand to be out there in the cold. And I appreciate them and that family. And then Holly saw the building that we're in right up here on 1033 West Main Street. And then that's when our business really took off, because we were right there on Main Street and people were having to drive by our office every day. And, you know, they come in there, and Mr. Ed Allen come in there yesterday from the Lions Club selling radio day ads. And
Yes, sir.
And it was more prominent. People could see it, and it really took off for us. And we have never looked back.
And no need to.
We're licensed in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida. So, I mean, we just took off from there. But, you know, luckily it all is founded in the foundation of American Auctioneers is right here in Cherokee County, Alabama. And it is just tickles us to be right here at home working in this wonderful county.
And you're approaching 25 years, aren't you?
It's right there close.
Yeah, not far off from being in business for 25 years. Now, when you were here getting started with your family and all, did you think this 25 years would pass this quick?
No. I never imagined the gray hair that would be in my head right now. I never thought about it. I dreamed of it, and I wanted it. But I'm so thankful for it. And, you know, the exciting thing about it is we've hired three young men. You got Chipper Shell, and he's part of us. I mean, we all grew up together. So Chipper Shell, and then you got Roth Wilcox. He's out of Rome. He just graduated from Berry with an economics degree. And then we got another young man that we hired on named Ethan Jimerson. And that's the next line. Those boys are the ones that are going to take this. Once Holly and I decide to move on to greener pastures, that's the next line that's going to take this to the next level.
Sure, and they have the ability to do that and education, and you'll help them gain the experience.
Well, I hopefully they won't put me out to pasture too soon, but I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the new ideas that, you know, things have changed so much since we started this company as far as advertising goes. You know, it's just different, and you have to adapt to the times.
Sure.
And change. It's just like Saturday morning, we're offering online bidding at a live auction. I mean, who would have ever thought that you could sit at your chair and watch football and bid on real estate at the same time.
But you can.
And we're offering that service because we feel like that's what's best for our sellers. And so there's just another thing that we're having Saturday. We've got McCord's Crossroad Fire Department is going to be there serving barbecue.
Great.
And did I mention free barbecue?
We're
not, you know, so if you come out to the auction Saturday, we're going to feed. And then we got Ryan Robertson, who is the probate judge down in Cleburne County. He's going to be there tomorrow playing a little live music. And
does a great job.
Does a great job.
Entertains well, and always enjoy seeing Ryan out.
I do too. He does a great job with it. And he'll play some gospel music, and I love that. And then he'll play some Alabama or, you know, Willie Nelson, whatever. And then he'll play some of his own music. And he's just very talented. He'll have his wife with him, I'm sure. And I'm always glad to see Ryan Robertson show up because he has a wonderful sound system. And I know it's a big auction when I see Ryan Robertson showing
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Well, people can come out there. What time do they need to start showing up tomorrow, Keith?
Well, we'll be there tomorrow early. We'll probably get there by 8 o'clock. And so they're welcome to come out there. They're welcome to bring their four-wheelers, their side-by-sides. We're going to be out there. There's an information box out there right now with plats. They're more than welcome to come out there, grab one of those plats. We'll be out there. If they have any questions about where points are or how this property lays or anything they need to know so they can make a great decision. Hey, I forgot to mention, Mr. Al Shoemaker, one of the finest attorneys in this county, is going to be closing this real estate. And he is this family's personal attorney. So he's done all the title work. He's ready to write title insurance. He's ready to write deeds. So if they buy this property Saturday, we're ready to close as quick as Mr. Al Shoemaker can get the deeds written.
Right. So you're looking easily within the next 30 days, you'd be closing.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. That's the terms and conditions. It's 10% down the day of the sale, closing within 30 days. So the advantages of an auction is you set the terms, you set the conditions, and that's how everything works.
And all the legal work has already been done. All the surveying and the title search and all that is finished.
It's done. That's the beauty of the auction process.
All you have to do now is, once you convey it, is put the name of the new owner on the deed.
That's right.
It makes it simple and easy.
It's simple. It's easy. And that's the first thing we do when we book an auction, is have the title work ran, just in case something's not exactly right with the title, that we can go about getting it fixed.
And with crazy financing and interest rates that have changed over the past few years, this owner financing is huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's 30% down, 10% interest, amortized over 5 or 10 years. And I mean, you can't ask for any better than that. And you know, if you can use their financing until you can find better financing. So
exactly.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse. If you've been wanting to buy a farm, if you've been wanting to buy land in this county, there's no excuse not to come out to the auction in the morning and buy all you want.
There you go. Just come on out and enjoy. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I think the weather's going to be very agreeable.
I like the rain. My hay fields sure do appreciate it, and my cows love it. And I'm sure these farmers appreciate it, except the ones picking corn.
Right. If they're picking corn right now, or soybeans, if they're ready, then they need a little dry in there. They want to let that moisture evaporate. But
let's just pray that first frost is way on into November.
There you go. That's right. But it's going to be a big day tomorrow, no doubt about it. Now, you're going to have your tent set up right there on County Road 113?
Excuse me, no, sir. It's going to be on 155.
155,
and
where?
And it's going to actually be on track. The tent will be on track 14 and 15. So we're going to be putting up the big tent, the 40 by 60 American Auctioneers tent, and then we're going to put up another tent just for the food. And so we're going to be set up, and you know, if it rains a little bit in the morning, that's not going to bother us. If it does anything, it'll just settle the dust, and there's plenty of room right there on the road to park, so you don't even have to get off the road. I mean, you can pull up in to the property. Really, really great track land, and I highly recommend, if you've been looking for something, come over here and check this piece of ground out.
Again, those tracks are set up in what acreage, from 3 to how large?
From 3 acres to 11 acres. There's two different springs. There's over 6,000 linear feet of county road frontage. There's power. There's water. There's timberland. There's row crop land. I mean, you could do pastures. I don't know if you've seen the video yet or not, but we put a video out on this track of land, and in the video I talked about, if you wanted to, you could even do a landing strip where you land a plane or whatever. I mean, you could do pasture, you could do hay ground, you could do more row crop, you could develop it. So I mean, there's just so much that you could do with this piece.
Unlimited. It's just your own imagination.
It's a blank slate.
How about that? How would you change it there if you purchased it? What would you do with it? And it's limited to all your imagination.
You want me to tell you what I'd do?
What's that?
I'd turn every inch of it into pasture, and I'd fill it up with as many black cows as I could put on it.
Yeah, well, you've got some experience with those black cows, and they sure are good. I'm telling you, we enjoy getting one every now and then. But Keith does a great job. How many head of cattle are you running now?
I got about 45 mamas, and they're just starting to calve, and they're the pretty. I went up to the mountain and bought a Hereford bull from Tennessee River Music, and I was so proud of that bull. And I put him in with my cows a little early, as soon as we bought him, and They actually started dropping at the end of August. I like for them to start dropping in September, mid-September. But
it's a little cooler.
A little cooler. The flies aren't as bad. But, right. Man, there's white-faced. And I've had several red and white-faced ones. Oh, they're just they're beautiful. But we're in the process. We've got about 12, 15 steers we're feeding out to have processed for people. And I'm excited about that. I'm always glad to see when the farmers start picking corn because – that allows me to go over there and buy some corn so I can run it through my hammer mill and start feeding those steers out.
Right, and that always makes it finished product the best.
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of people say how last year we take it over to Triple J Processing right over there. The Walkers, they're a fantastic family business right there in our local community, and they do such a wonderful job. They weigh the cow when you take it off the trailer, and then they vacuum seal all the meat. And that's the part I like, because I feel like if that meat's vacuum sealed, it lasts a lot longer, and has a longer shelf life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know how many you've got sold or how many you can sell. I can just say this in testament that the beef that you get from Keith would be absolutely delicious. Ours has been, we've had several and got part of one left in the freezer now, and man, you just couldn't ask for it to be any better tender or flavor than what we've had over the past several years, and we appreciate that.
Well, the thing I like about buying or selling, I'm selling the best cows I've got. I get rid of the ones that are not going to grow out the best. You know, I the ones that I sell to my friends, and that's mostly who get them, is the ones, those are my best calves. They're the ones that are growing the best. They're the ones that look the slickest. So I'm proud of what we're producing right there on,
sure,
Rock Bottom Farms.
And boy, do they taste great. And taste, you just full of flavor. You can't ask for it to be any better. And we appreciate the opportunity to get those and keep our freezer stocked. Because that's what we, and instead of when it comes time to eat, you don't have to go down to the grocery store or somewhere. You just go to the freezer and pick what you need. But Keith, anything else about this auction? I know it's going to be a special one. It's 100 and almost 160 acres, 150 plus acres. It's going to be selling in over 21 tracts tomorrow with owner financing. There's going to be a lunch served, so people can, when they're there, they won't have to worry about eating, and they'll have entertainment. Boy, it's just going to be a really nice, fun day with Keith Baldwin and American Auctioneers out on County Road 155. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right. It's right there at 155. If you need an address, you can go to our website and get it. You know, if you've been thinking about having your very own auction, I encourage you to come out to the auction in the morning and see how this process works, because this will give you that idea or that plan to help get that 1,000-pound weight off your shoulder and liquidate mom and dad's estate or assets. And it's all transparent. That's the part that people love about the auction business. It's transparent. You can see exactly what's happening. You can see exactly how it's been advertised. You can see exactly how it's been surveyed. And you can see who's going to do the closing. I mean, it's just as transparent as it can be.
Right.
And for the people that have been put into that executor or administrator spot, there's nothing any better than transparency. That way, everybody can say he did or she did what was fair. And if you've been thinking about having your very own auction, I encourage you to come out to tomorrow's auction. Now, the G.W. Ashley Estate, thank you so much for allowing American Auctioneers to come in there and sell this 160 acres at absolute auction. I appreciate it. Everything I ask them to do, I ask them, do you mind if I run water lines? No, do it. Make it where people want it. I said, do you mind if I clean it up? They said, no, do it. And we got little Bill in there to clean it up. And we treated it and did this auction as if it, like we owned it.
Right.
And they allowed us to go in there and work hard for them and spend that kind of money to make it more valuable, make it more presentable. And I appreciate them, and I wish them all the luck in the world in the morning. Because in the morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to rear back, and we're going to throw our best fastball. And wherever it may lay, whatever might happen, whether it's high, low, whatever, it's going to sell to the last bidder. It's an absolute auction. We're going to have new ownership. We're transferring we're conveying property tomorrow. We're not practicing. We're not appraising. We're selling land.
There you go.
We appreciate it. We look forward to everybody out there. We appreciate the Cherokee County, and we're awfully glad to be right here in our home county, our hometown, right here. And that's our part of the world, right there in Northeast Alabama, right there in Forney, Alabama. Absolutely. Horton community, Key community. We're just tickled to be right there. You guys come out and be with us and support this family. Come out there and help them.
Let me say this, too. For the first-time purchaser, if you've never purchased property at an auction, it'll be very easy. The process is simple and easy to come out there and get registered. You don't have to worry about it. Holly will be there and all the team will help you get set up and get registered. And then you just bid when you get ready to bid. Yes. On the track that you want. It's very simple and easy. If you've never been to an auction, it might be your first time. Well, it can be the best time that you've ever had.
And whether you buy tomorrow or not, it's a great time to come out and actually see how the process works. So maybe at the next auction, you're ready to step up to the plate.
Absolutely. You know, a few years ago, I was able to purchase a piece of property from American Auctioneers there through the auction process. And we still own that property to today.
Yeah, I bet it's worth more today than it was the day you bought it.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. It hasn't lost any value, for sure. But it wasn't a big track, it was a small track, but it was what we needed at the time, and it still serves a good purpose for us today, and we're thrilled to have it.
Well, we appreciate you buying it, and I'm sure the family that was selling it appreciated it, and hey, it doesn't work unless people are willing to be there and spend their hard-earned money. And anybody that gets out here and works every day from daylight to dark, we appreciate it. And the time, just to spend their time with us, we know that's the most valuable thing they own.
Absolutely, it is. Anything else you want to leave with these people while we're here, Keith?
No, I think we've covered it all. We've put our hard sell on. You guys come out and help us. Come out and help this family. Be with us. And we appreciate Cherokee County just one more time.
Yeah, and there's going to be an opportunity for 21 brand new property owners tomorrow in Cherokee County.
That's right. Exactly right. We look forward to making some new neighbors tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Keith, for coming in and being with us. And if you need to contact Keith or Holly, they're at 1033 West Main Street in Center. And you can contact them at 866-789-5169. And online, always, at American-Auctioneers.com.